The debt ceiling is kind of a technicality. The money's been spent, but Congress has to raise the ceiling on how much the federal government can borrow in order to avoid defaulting. Last year, a bipartisan coalition voted to raise it as a part of a broad compromise. The group set up a special committee to slash trillions of dollars from the national debt. That so-called super committee failed, and now Republicans, like Arizona Senator John McCain, want to set up a similar budget fight this fall.
Oh, we think that mortgaging our children and our grandchildren's future is not right, and that we have had $3 trillion worth of debt in the last 3 years. We think that's wrong. We think it's got to come to a halt. Otherwise, we're Greece.
The Speaker of the House, John Boehner, announced he won't pass a debt ceiling increase unless Congress agrees to an equal amount of spending cuts. Last year, the bipartisan bickering over the debt ceiling led Standard & Poor's to downgrade the U.S. credit rating for the first time in history. Arizona Democrat Raul Grijalva says he's shocked Republicans are rehashing this issue once again.
The Speaker's engaging in some really twisted form of masochism here. We've been through this. In an economy that needs also to grow, not just cut, here we are again, potentially paralyzing services to the American people.
Now, with many Republicans flatly refusing to support a debt ceiling increase, analysts worry the U.S. may face more damage to its credit rating and potentially worse outcomes. Arizona had its credit rating downgraded a couple of years ago. And economists say a further federal downgrade would mean more scrutiny for state governments and municipalities. Those entities are already struggling because they've seen their tax bases go down during this economic downturn. And a further downgrade could make borrowing money more expensive for the federal government, the state, and cities. Added pressure that local leaders want to avoid. Grijalva says Republicans in Arizona and Washington just aren't getting the message.
Tax cuts and more tax cuts and then cutting services, laying people off. And the credit agencies felt that Arizona, just like this government, the federal government, is becoming more of a risk. Same pattern.
But Republican Congressman Jeff Flake, who is also a Senate candidate, says the debate isn't only about credit ratings.
I think every time you raise a debt ceiling, you ought to have a discussion about spending levels. Yeah, so I think the Speaker is exactly right there.
And Flake says the debt ceiling debate is the perfect time to refocus the conversation in Washington.
We don't get this debt under control. It's going to be a lot worse than a credit rating. We're going to have a Treasury auction and have no buyers for our debt.
Jim Horney is the Vice President for Federal Fiscal Policy at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. He says Flake and other Republicans are creating a false debate.
The debt limit isn't really the way to control what the federal government is spending or what the size of the deficits is. By the time you get to the debt limit, we've already incurred obligations, we've bought things, we've paid benefits, and then it's just time to pay the bills. And that's not the time to say, oops, we're not going to do that anymore.
The debt ceiling is just one of a handful of major issues facing this divided Congress before the end of the year. But it's an election year, and that means lawmakers plan to spend more time on the campaign trail than hashing out their differences on the debt. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.